It's become very apparent over this last while that we do have a shortage of ambulances and personnel in Donegal. I think COVID has probably exacerbated that there. But with the rising numbers of accident emergency and ambulances being hooked up there for hours on end, it has put an awful strain on the service that we have. And as we've seen from the table that was provided and as a way of an answer, the small number of vehicles and teams that we have out there, they're just not adequate. I don't believe they're adequate to cover the size of our county.
And indeed, in some areas there is most of the time only one crew available. So if they are going to the hospital and they have to remain there for a period of time to transfer, well, that area is left with no cover at all.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And it means then that the areas we do have teams have to step in there and provide that cover, which again lessens the cover for whatever area they come out of, Letterkenny or Ballyshannon. But, you know, and it's not just being hooked up at the hospital, but they could be called out to an incident where, like an RTA, where would they be at the scene for a long period of time. While they're there at the scene, another call's come in it. And we've been talking for a long time now about ambulance response times, and I think the model that we currently have for the ambulance service here in the 26 counties is not fit for purpose. It's not adequate. It's based on a Scottish model, and the Scottish model would have twice the resources that we would have. I think, you know, the National Ambulance Service needs to look at the operating model, and government needs to invest in more resources, both in vehicles and in personnel.